With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Republicans swept Montana's top tier and down ballot races in Tuesday's election, according to races called by the Associated Press. President Donald Trump won the state's three electoral votes. Republican Senator Steve Daines clinched his re-election against Democratic challenger Steve Bullock. Montana's U.S. House race pitted Republican Matt Rosendale against Democrat Kathleen Williams. Rosendale walked away with 56% of that vote to Williams' 44%. Republican Greg Gianforte defeated Democrat Mike Cooney in the governor's race. Republican Christy Jacobson will be the next Secretary of State after defeating Democrat Bryce Bennett. The GOP's Troy Downing notched a victory against Democratic challenger Shane Morjo to be Montana's next state auditor. Incumbent Republican Elsie Arnson was reelected as state superintendent of public instruction, defeating Democrat Melissa Romano. Montanans have also approved a measure to legalize recreational marijuana sales in Montana. The Associated Press today called two of the three races for the open seats on the Montana Public Service Commission. Republicans Tony O'Donnell and James Brown won their races with 64% and 54% margins, respectively. Still no decision on the tight race between Republican Jennifer Fielder and Democrat Monica Trunnell. Fielder has 52% to Trunnell's 48%. A ballot initiative to bar local government from enacting gun restrictions is squeaking by right now with 51% in favor to 49% against. I'm Madeline Broom.
I'm Mary Auld. The state added 793 new confirmed COVID-19 cases today, and five more Montanans have died from the virus. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports state health officials are asking the federal government for more healthcare workers.
Earlier this week, five federal medical teams, consisting mostly of nurses, arrived at facilities around the state. Delilah Bruno is the division administrator of Montana Disaster and Emergency Services. She says the state received 31 nurses and physicians after requesting 25. She adds the state just requested 31 additional federal medical personnel.
The second round that we put in for today included a mix of mostly nurses, but also some physicians.
Hospitals big and small are struggling under the weight of COVID-19 patients, which typically take twice the amount of staffing and other resources. The state's request for more federal medical staff was made Tuesday, and Bruno expects it to be approved yet this week. According to state data from Tuesday, Billings Clinic and Benefis Hospitals continue to be the hardest hit among the state's larger medical facilities, with between 70 and 90% of their beds full. According to the report, all of Benefis's ICU beds were full Tuesday. Beds in 14 out of the state's 49 smaller critical access hospitals are also between 70 and 90% full. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The four-member staff of a Montana County Health Department has resigned, citing a lack of support by the county in fighting the coronavirus pandemic. The Great Falls Tribune reported Ponderay County Health Department Director Nikki Sullivan wrote a letter to the county commission that highlighted the need for a fairer wage, more transparency, and additional contact tracers and staffers. High turnout in Republican strongholds contributed to a GOP sweep of top-tier and down-ballot races in Montana. Kevin Trevelin with YPR News reports.
Although results were not final as of Wednesday afternoon, Montana State University political scientist Eric Riley says the GOP exceeded pre-election poll expectations.
I think the story of the election so far is that Republicans have won just about everything. If you look at the federal races, you look at the statewide races, if you look at what majorities are going to be in the state Senate and state House, Republicans have done very well for themselves.
The election drew record-breaking turnout in Montana, surpassing the 2016 contest by more than 76,000 votes, with many precincts still tallying ballots. Although turnout rose in Democratic strongholds like Missoula and Gallatin counties compared to the last presidential election, Riley says more sizable jumps occurred in reliably Republican areas like Lake and Lincoln counties.
In every single one of those more populous counties that had big bumps in turnout, the vote went Republican.
An MSU poll released October 14th suggested the governor, Senate, and House races were toss-ups within the margin for error. However, preliminary post-election results from the Secretary of State's office put the GOP candidates up at least 10 percentage points in each race. Riley says younger voters may have unexpectedly shifted the results. The MSU poll placed 18 to 29-year-olds squarely on the side of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, but exit polls conducted by Edison Research showed that those same voters turned out overwhelmingly for Republican President Donald Trump.
It looks like we have some dormant Republicans, or we had young people who would vote Republican who haven't shown up in other elections, and they showed up this time.
Bucking expectations, Riley says Trump may have been a boon for down-ballot Republicans by attracting undecided voters in the campaign's final weeks and possibly mobilizing new ones. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
This is Montana Public Radio.